one of the biggest hurdles that we've dealt with is internet connectivity for our students and how to get that to them. And the infrastructure just isn't there in most parts of the western end of Mercer County. That survey is going to be going out in the next week or two, and the school district is going to help drive some of that data and get that back, that so that we can put that together and hopefully encourage some build out in this area to be able to deliver the kinds of speeds we need, whether it's for remote learning like we've been forced into this year, or for whether it's future video conferencing like you're seeing in school board meetings now across this district and others.
And then as far as the dissemination of the survey, is that going to be a survey that comes in the mail, it's going to be an online survey, or how are people, going to get access to that?
Well, it's going to come out in a number of forms, and the survey itself is going to be, it's very simple. We want speed test data to know what kind of internet connectivity do you really have from your device, whether it's through your cellular connection, whether it's through your internet provider, or some other means, because often what the advertised speeds are not what the real life speeds are. And so we're working with Mercer County Better Together to gather a large swath of that data that we can provide to potential vendors in this area.
Okay, so the survey, will they get it like online, or do you know how that, if you don't know?
There may be, our hope was to be able to generate QR codes that they could access online.
Okay.
We will probably have some paper handouts that we send home with kids here at school district. We'll be making it available on our social media sites as well.
All right, a perfect segue. You had a local grad that spoke to the board tonight, and I know he's doing some work on a property in downtown Aledo, and there's some excitement building for that. But looking at a pilot project involving Mercer County and DeVry University, can you kind of just speak to, I guess, getting those type of ideas and, you know, the opportunity that may exist? And I know it's great for the district to have those type of conversations.
Well, I think that's been a priority for me and this board for the last couple of years, was to try and expand vocational opportunities for our kids. And when Lou contacted us about what's going on at the former Mercer Carnegie Library, it sounded like a pretty exciting opportunity. And we were able to get him on board tonight to talk about some of the technology possibilities that his company is working with DeVry University to offer dual enrollment and dual credit for high school students and bring them into a field where they can receive a certificate upon graduation or prior to graduation and hopefully find great employment once they exit high school.